Dumps that specifically take in waste from construction and building demolition projects first became common in Wisconsin after federal waste rules passed in the 1980s. There are now 22 relatively small dumps and 3 medium-sized ones, including the Lakehead, Blacktop, and Materials Landfill at Superior, that are about 10 acres apiece. Because the construction demolition landfills are typically much smaller than municipal or industrial waste dumps, they have fewer siting requirements, but the construction dumps still need state-approved operating plans. DNR Solid Waste Section Chief Dennis Mack says following the deaths at Lakehead, his agency is looking for ways to stress the hazards at any landfill.
The tragedy that happened near Superior wasn't unique, and those threats exist at a lot of environmental related facilities, manholes for collection of sewage and landfills, collection of landfill leachate.
Leachate is the contaminated liquid solution that results when water filters through all the waste. Mack says construction demolition landfills especially have problems with potentially deadly hydrogen sulfide gas, sometimes coming from decaying wallboard.
Gypsum, I believe, is calcium sulfate largely, and the breakdown by bacteria in the absence of oxygen leads to the production of hydrogen sulfide gas.
It's believed the 4 men who died at the Lakehead landfill inhaled too much of the gas, but federal safety officials are still investigating the cause of the accident. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.